And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of February, 2025. It's the birthday of Dr. Brooke Goldner, born on this day in 1977. Brooke Goldner, MD, is a board-certified physician who developed a nutrition-based treatment for her own autoimmune disease, lupus. She is a graduate of Temple University School of Medicine and was chief resident at UCLA Harbor Residency in psychiatry. She is the founder of veganmedicaldoctor.com, goodbyelupus.com, and creator of the hyper-nourishing healing protocol for lupus recovery. Dr. Goldner has two best-selling books, Goodbye Lupus and Green Smoothie Recipes to Kickstart Your Health and Healing. She has been featured in multiple documentaries, appeared on TV news, The Home and Family Show, many radio shows, podcasts, and has been featured on the cover of Vegan Health and Fitness magazine. She is a graduate of the CNS and E. Cornell Plant-Based Nutrition Certificate. The publication of Animal Rights, the MIT Press Essential Knowledge Series by Mark Rowlands is today. This brand new book is a fresh view of animals and what we owe them. Do animals have moral standing? Do they count, morally speaking? In Animal Rights, Mark Rowlands argues that they do and explores the implications of this idea. He identifies three different waves in animal rights writing. The first wave was defined by traditional dispute between utilitarianism, represented by Peter Singer, and rights-based approaches, represented by Tom Regan, to ethics. The second wave was defined by an expansion in a conception of ethics, which saw utilitarian and rights-based approaches supplemented by other ethical traditions, including contractualism, virtue ethics, and care ethics. The third wave was defined by an expansion in our conception of animals, driven by exciting new developments in the field of comparative psychology. Each of these waves had ramifications for how we understand the moral status of animals, but this book argues and reinforces the core idea that animals deserve moral respect. In earlier waves, discussions of animal ethics had been focused on the issue of animal suffering, but the third wave is defined by the idea that animals are far more than merely sufferers or enjoyers of experiences, but are instead authors of their own lives, creatures capable of choosing how to live, shaped by conception of their life and how they would like it to go. Rowlands writes that no matter what moral theory you choose, the most plausible version of that theory entails that animals have moral standing and that our obligations to them are far more substantial than many of us care to acknowledge. And today at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Interfaith Vegan Coalition is hosting an online meeting. The Interfaith Vegan Coalition is comprised of vegan religious and spiritual groups and individuals working together to provide animal liberation materials, resources, and support to activists. They help groups and individuals find ways to show spiritual leaders and people of faith how their religions mandate harmlessness to animals. They offer concrete tools, achievable goals, and public recognition to spiritual and religious communities as they bring their scriptural and heart-centered values of love and compassion into alignment with their daily actions, worship practices, holiday rituals, prayers, and community activities. This meeting is designed to help activists and spiritual leaders bring vegan values to spiritual, ethical, and religious communities. To join, please email veganspirituality@gmail.com. And here is a poem for today, Thoughts, by Myra Viola Wilds. What kind of thoughts now do you carry in your travels day by day? Are they bright and lofty visions, or neglected, gone astray? matters not how great and fancy or what deeds of skill you've wrought. Man, though high may be his station, is no better than his thoughts. Catch your thoughts and hold them tightly. Let each one an honor be. Purge them, scourge them, burnish brightly. Then in love set each one free. Thoughts by Myra Viola Wilds. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to choose your thoughts and your life today.